Galaxy RS.
最近有个新闻报道。
There was a recent news report.
两姐弟被疯狗咬伤。
Two siblings were bitten by a rabid dog.
姐姐因隐瞒实情。
Sister, because of concealing the truth.
两个月后。
Two months later.
狂犬病发作去世。
Rabies, death.
弟弟则告诉家长后。
The younger brother then told his parents.
及时接种了狂犬病疫苗。
Received rabies vaccination in a timely manner.
幸免于难。
Escape.
由此可见，狂犬病既可怕又可防。
This shows that rabies is both terrible and preventable.
但是很多人呢，并不清楚狂犬病。本期就聊一聊狂犬病。
However, many people are not clear about rabies. Let's talk about rabies.
你不知道的那些事儿。
Things you don't know.
第一。
First.
目前狂犬病疫情严重啊。
Currently, the rabies epidemic is very serious.
我国狂犬病疫情啊。
China's rabies epidemic.
2007年达到历史高峰。
2007 reached its peak.
年死亡人数达到了3300例。
The number of deaths reached 3,300.
之后。
After that.
连续16年呈下降趋势。
Decreased for 16 consecutive years.
2023年为历史最低。
2023 was the lowest in history.
当年发病人数122到131例。
In that year, the number of cases ranged from 122 to 131.
2024年狂犬病疫情反弹。发病人数啊达到167到170人。
In 2024, the number of rabies cases reached 167 to 170 people.
2025年为244人。
2025 for 244 people.
2026年啊可能会继续升高。狂犬病的潜伏期是多久？
In 2026, will the incubation period of rabies continue to increase? How long will it be?
答案是啊。
Answer is yes.
最短两周。
2 weeks.
长得三个月。
3 months long.
偶尔达一年或者数年。
Occasionally, once a year or several years.
至于潜伏期啊
，As for the incubation period，
说长达十年的说法缺乏证据哈。
The claim that it will last for 10 years lacks evidence. Yes, yes, yes.
在潜伏期内
，A person who is in incubation，
病毒从被狗咬的部位繁殖。
The virus breeds from the site where the dog bit.
然后呢，入侵神经，再按照每天五到十厘米的速度。
Then the invasion of the nerves would proceed at a rate of 5 to 10 centimeters per day.
沿神经纤维缓慢上行。
Slowly ascend along the nerve fibers.
一直到达脑干。
Reaches the brainstem.
当脑干神经核被破坏时。
When the brainstem nuclei are damaged.
狂犬病就开始发作。
Rabies has started to occur.
第三。
Third.
狂犬病发病后有何表现？
What are the symptoms after contracting rabies?
首先啊，是两到十天的前驱期。
First, it's 2 to 10 days before the front end.
患者呢出现低热。
The patient has a low fever.
头痛。
Headache,
恶心
Nausea,
特别是哈，已经愈合的伤口出现麻木
In particular, the wound on Har's body has healed, resulting in numbness.
蚂蚁爬行感发冷或者刺痛。
Ants crawling, feeling cold or tingling.
那么这个时期啊，容易被忽视。
That period is often overlooked. Yes, right.
接着进入一到三天的急性兴奋期。
Then enter the acute excitement phase lasting 1 to 3 days.
患者出现恐水。
Patient has pus discharge.
怕风、流涎等症状。
Symptoms such as fear of wind, bleeding, etc.
甚至躁狂、幻觉。
Even manic hallucinations.
但是哈，也有三分之一的人没有恐水症。
However, about 1/3 of the people do not have the condition.
只表现为逐渐加重的肢体麻木、无力。
Only manifested as gradually increasing numbness and weakness of the limbs.
甚至瘫痪。
Even paralysis.
疾病
disease.
一旦进入这个阶段啊，
Once you enter this stage,
死亡几乎不可避免。
Death is almost inevitable.
然后是6到18小时的麻痹昏迷期，患者最后呼吸心跳衰竭而亡。
Then there were patients in a state of paralysis and unconsciousness for 6 to 18 hours and finally died due to respiratory and cardiac failure.
第四。
Fourth.
为什么狂犬病人会怕水？狂犬病毒主要沿运动神经纤维进入脊髓前角。
Why do rabies patients fear water?
再沿脊髓网状纤维到达脑干后。
Once the reticular formation of the spinal cord reaches the brainstem,
会破坏脑干中的胰核、舌下神经核。
It will damage the subnucleus of the glossopharyngeal nerve in the brainstem.
引发这些神经核控制的咽喉肌肉痉挛。
Cause these neural nuclei controlled laryngeal muscle spasms.
以至于患者不敢喝水，吞咽。
To the point that the patient couldn't drink or swallow.
甚至哈，一看到水就条件反射的咽喉痉挛。
Even if you see water, you will instinctively spasm your throat.
而蓝核
Blue core,
杏仁核的损伤触发惊恐反应。
The damage to the amygdala triggers a panic response.
表现为恐水、怕风、怕光。
It is characterized by fear of water, wind, and light.
同样的道理啊。
The same goes for you.
脑干内的其他神经核受损会引发其他症状。
Damage to other nuclei in the brainstem will cause other symptoms.
比如哈，前庭神经核引发。
For example, the vestibular nucleus triggers blood.
眩晕，蓝斑。
Blue spot.
和中缝核。
Nuclear in the middle.
引发焦虑。
Cause anxiety.
激动失眠。
Excited and sleepless.
脑干。
Brainstem,
心血管和呼吸中枢受损。
Cardiovascular and respiratory centers are damaged,
导致呼吸循环衰竭。
Causes respiratory and circulatory failure,
这是多数患者的直接死亡原因。
This is the direct cause of death for most patients.
病毒啊，还入侵泌涎核。
Virus still invading the river of wisdom,
并沿泌涎核发出的副交感神经纤维进入唾液腺。
And the parasympathetic nerve fibers that originate from the salivary glands enter the salivary glands.
在唾液腺大量繁殖，排泌到唾液中。
In the salivary glands, it proliferates and is secreted into saliva.
同时引发流涎的表现。
Simultaneously causing bleeding.
唾液是疯狗和患者传播病毒的主要途径。
Saliva is the main way for mad dogs and patients to transmit viruses.
其他体液、
other bodily fluids
分泌物和血液中则极少
it is very rare in secretions and blood
或者甚至没有病毒
or even without a virus Okay
第五被狗咬伤后多长时间之内注射疫苗有效
How long after being bitten by a dog is it effective to inject a vaccine?
在回答这个问题之前
Before answering this question,
我们必须强调哈
We must emphasize that
狂犬病疫苗的注射原则是越早越好
The principle of vaccination against rabies is to vaccinate as early as possible.
病毒从咬伤部位繁殖到入侵神经纤维。
The virus multiplies from the bite site and invades nerve fibers.
一般需要三天到两到三周。
Usually it takes from 3 to 2 or 3 weeks.
最长需要一个月。
The longest is 1 month.
这个时间窗是阻断病毒感染的重要时机。
This time window is a crucial opportunity to prevent viral infection.
只要在病毒入侵神经末梢之前
Only when the virus invades the nerve endings before it is poisoned.
中和病毒就能100%阻止狂犬病发作
Neutralizing the virus can completely prevent rabies.
病毒一旦进入中枢
Once a virus enters the central nervous system,
神经、疫苗和抗体啊
nerve vaccines and antibodies
都将无能为力
All will be powerless.
所以哈，一般来说哈
So, generally speaking,
从狗咬伤的三天内注射疫苗和抗体
Within 3 days of being bitten by a dog, inject the vaccine and antibodies.
预防效果可达100%。
Effectiveness can reach 100%.
三天后注射疫苗和抗体呢，阻断狂犬病的可能性依然存在。
Even after 3 days, the possibility of blocking rabies with the rabies vaccine and antibody remains.
只要没有发病，阻断概率啊依然在90%以上。
As long as the virus is still active, the probability of blocking it remains above 90%. Yeah.
第六。
Six.
为什么？疫苗注射的同时还要注射免疫球蛋白。
Why is it necessary to inject immunoglobulin at the same time as vaccination?
即狂犬病特异性抗体。
Specific antibodies against rabies.
因为哈，注射疫苗后啊。
Because after injecting the vaccine.
机体产生抗体需要至少3天的时间。
It takes at least 3 days for the body to produce antibodies.
第七到第十天
7th to 10th day,
抗体水平才足以中和病毒。
The antibody level must be high enough to neutralize the virus.
所以啊，在疫苗没有完全起作用的10天之内啊。
So, within the 10 days before the vaccine is fully effective,
必须同时注射血清抗体10天后就可以只打疫苗了
You can only get vaccinated after injecting 10 days of serum antibodies
第七
7th
狂犬病的病因
Cause of rabies
除了狗咬伤之外
In addition to dog bites
还有哪些动物比较危险呢
But other animals are dangerous
我国狂犬病97%-99%啊。
In China, the rate of rabies is 97%-99%.
都是狗咬伤造成的。猫咬伤占1%-2%。
1-2% of cat bites are caused by dog bites.
此外
In addition,
蝙蝠
Bat
狐狸
foxes.
臭鼬偶尔也会传播狂犬病。
Fox sometimes transmit rabies.
家禽和家畜咬伤啊。
Chicken and livestock bites.
一般不会引起狂犬病。
Generally does not cause rabies.
但是啊，被疯狗咬伤的牛羊等家畜啊。
But the cows, sheep, and other livestock that were bitten by the mad dog.
也会发生狂犬病而传播给人。
It can also occur in humans and spread to them.
第八。
Eighth.
如何简单判断咬人动物是否携带狂犬病毒？最简单的方法是十日观察法。
What is the simplest way to determine if a biting animal is carrying rabies? It's the observation of the time elapsed.
如果咬人的动物带有病毒，
If the biting animal carries a virus,
十天内必然狂犬病发作死亡。
Within 10 days, it will definitely develop into rabies and die. Okay.
第九。
Tenth.
为什么我们说狂犬病病死率几乎是百分之百呢？
Why do we say that the mortality rate of rabies is almost 100%?
而不肯定的说是百分之百。
Not sure, but it's definitely not 100%.
那我们下一期分解。好。
Then we'll break it down next time.
我是迎风而立。
I am standing tall.
我们下期再见。
See you next time.